This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How a sex-to-day practice plan can transform your team's synergy conversation culture. Build the daily habits that turn fractured teams into genuinely connected ones. In short, after reading this, you will be able to build a structured 6-to-day practice plan that transforms how your team communicates and collaborates. Start with shared conversation norms before you attempt difficult topics. Use small, daily practice to build the habits that create lasting team synergy. Review and reset every 2 weeks to keep the plan honest and alive. Definition: a team synergy plan is a structured program of daily communication practices designed to build the shared habits, honest dialogue, and interpersonal trust a team needs to function as one. It replaces vague intentions with a clear, repeatable system over a defined period. Most teams do not fail because they lack talent. They fail because nobody ever taught them how to talk to each other when it counts. I watched a project team I was advising fall apart over 6 weeks. Not because of the work itself. Because three people were carrying assumptions, frustrations, and unspoken tensions they had never once put into words. By the time they tried to address it, the damage was already done. This is what poor team synergy actually looks like in practice. It is not a dramatic blow-up. It is a slow accumulation of avoided conversations, misread signals, and eroding trust. Most teams know something is wrong long before anyone says it aloud. What they lack is a structured way to address it, not just once, but consistently, as a daily discipline. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the 6-to-day transformation plan, a framework built on the understanding that communication mastery is not learned in a workshop afternoon. It is earned through daily, deliberate practice. Applied team synergy. This plan gives your team a concrete program for rebuilding and sustaining the conversation culture it needs to thrive. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for your team synergy plan that you can use immediately. Why building team synergy is harder than most leaders expect. You know your team needs to communicate better. You have known it for a while, but knowing something and being able to do something about it are two different things entirely. The gap between awareness and action is where most team improvement efforts die. Here is what makes sustained team synergy genuinely difficult. Avoidance is the default setting. As I note in Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, 85% of professionals admit to avoiding difficult conversations altogether. Teams do not fail to connect because they do not care. They fail because avoidance feels safer in the moment than honesty does. Over time, that avoidance compounds into a culture of silence. If you want to understand how deeply this pattern harms collaboration, why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy lays it out plainly. Everyone is working from different assumptions. Team members carry unspoken beliefs about what is acceptable to say, to whom, and when. These invisible norms are never discussed because nobody realizes they exist until someone violates them. Good intentions expire under pressure. A team might commit to better communication on a Monday morning and abandon it by Thursday afternoon when a deadline hits. Pressure strips away new habits before they have time to take root. There is no structure to return to. When communication breaks down, most teams have no agreed process for repairing it. They rely on goodwill and time, neither of which is reliable. Trust is slow to build and fast to break. How psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy explains this well. Without psychological safety, even willing team members censor themselves, and the synergy conversation never really happens. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, a committed leader, not just a willing one. Someone on the team needs to own this plan, check in on it, and hold the group accountable when momentum fades. This does not have to be the formal manager, but it does have to be someone with genuine influence. Without this, the plan drifts after the first difficult week. Number two, honest baseline awareness. The team needs a shared, honest picture of where communication currently stands. Not a polished assessment, but a real one. Ask each member to name one conversation the team has been avoiding. The answers will tell you everything about where to start. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy is a practical companion for this step. Number three, agreement on the commitment. 60 days is a real investment. The team needs to agree to it consciously, not just hear about it in a meeting. A short, explicit conversation about what the plan requires and why it matters will do more for staying power than any motivational speech. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Establish your team's conversation norms. This step sets the ground rules that every other practice depends on, and it is the most underrated piece of any team synergy plan. Most teams assume everyone shares the same idea of what respectful, direct communication looks like. They are wrong. Without agreed norms, every difficult conversation carries the hidden weight of unspoken rules that may contradict each other. The result is conflict that feels personal when it is actually structural. In the first week, your team creates a short, written set of conversation norms together. Not imposed from above, written together. Schedule a 45-minute working session with the whole team present. Ask 2 questions. What does good communication look like here? And what do we need to feel safe saying hard things? Draft 4-6 norms based on the answers specific, behavioral, and written in plain language. Post them visibly, in the shared workspace or on a digital team board, so they stay alive beyond the meeting. Review them at day 30 to see whether they're being honoured or have become wallpaper. Example. One team I worked with produced a norm that read, "We name the tension before it becomes a problem, not after." Simple. Specific. Within 2 weeks, a team member used that exact language to open a difficult conversation about workload distribution that had been sitting unspoken for months. The norm gave him a script. The script gave him the courage. That is precisely what I mean and say it right every time when I say that the right words, prepared in advance, make the difference between action and avoidance. You can read more about that at Say It Right Every Time. After this step, your team has a shared framework for what honest communication means. Every subsequent practice builds on it. Step 2. Map the conversations your team is avoiding. Avoidance is the silent killer of team synergy. Before you can build better communication habits, you need to know exactly which conversations the team has been ducking and why. This is not a blame exercise. It is a diagnostic. The point is to surface the real gaps in your team's conversation culture so the plan addresses them directly, rather than practicing skills the team does not actually need. Distribute a short anonymous written prompt to each team member. Name one conversation we keep not having as a team. Collate the responses and identify the 2-3 topics that appear most often. Categorize by type: performance issues, role clarity conflicts, interpersonal tension, or workload imbalance. Rank them by impact: which avoidance is causing the most daily friction right now. Schedule a structured conversation to address the highest ranked item in week 2, using the norms you established in step 1. The compound effect of small daily communication improvements is powerful, but only if you're practicing on the right things. Mapping your avoidance patterns ensures the team is not just building confidence in low-stakes areas while the real tensions fester underneath. After this step, the team knows what it is actually working on. That clarity alone changes the energy in the room. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emumblackthorn.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Introduce the daily check-in practice. This is the engine of the whole plan. Small, consistent, daily practice is what separates a 6-to-day transformation from a good intention that evaporates by week 3. As I describe in chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, lasting mastery comes from daily repetition, not from isolated bursts of effort. The same principle applies to team synergy. You do not build a healthy conversation culture by having one brilliant meeting. You build it by having small, honest exchanges every single day until they become the team's natural mode of operating. Run a structured daily check-in of 10, 15 minutes, separate from your project stand-up, focused purely on the team's communication health. Use 3 consistent questions. What is working in how we are talking to each other? What feels unspoken right now? What do we need to address before it becomes a problem? Rotate the facilitator each day so no one person carries the burden and everyone builds the skill. Keep a shared log of what surfaces in these check-ins so patterns become visible over time. Protect the time ruthlessly. If the daily check-in is the first thing cancelled when the team gets busy, the plan is already failing. Example script for the facilitator opening. Before we get into the day's work, I want to spend 10 minutes on how we are working together. What is one thing that has felt unspoken this week? I will go first. I noticed I shut down a conversation yesterday before it was finished, and I want to name that. How to use daily stand-up meetings to actively build team synergy over time offers a complementary framework for integrating this kind of reflection into your existing meeting rhythm without adding significant overhead. After this step, the team has a daily container for honest conversation. That container will feel awkward at first. That awkwardness is normal. Push through it. Step 4. Build feedback into the weekly rhythm. By week 3, the team has norms, knows what it is avoiding, and is having daily check-ins. Now you layer in structured feedback, the practice that actually accelerates team synergy development. Most teams only give feedback when something goes wrong. That is too late, too reactive, and too loaded. The goal here is to normalize feedback as a regular, low-stakes practice so that when genuinely difficult feedback is needed, the team already has the muscle for it. Introduce a weekly peer feedback round of no more than 20 minutes, held at the same time each week. Use a simple structure: one thing I appreciated from you this week, one thing that would help me work with you better next week. Write the feedback down before the session. Spoken-only feedback tends to soften into vagueness under pressure. Respond to feedback with acknowledgement first, before explanation or defense. I hear that before, let me explain. Track progress using the GROW method to turn recurring feedback themes into a concrete improvement plan. How to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan walks you through that process in full. After this step, the team has a reliable feedback loop. Honest, regular, structured feedback is one of the most powerful accelerants of genuine team cohesion. Step 5. Prepare for high-stakes conversations before they happen. By the halfway point of the 60-day plan, the team is practicing daily. But daily practice on low-stakes conversations will not prepare you for the moments that truly test team synergy: the performance conversation, the conflict between senior members, the decision that divides the room. This step introduces deliberate preparation for high-stakes conversations, what I call breaking out of the rehearsal trap. In Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe the rehearsal trap as the cycle of replaying a failed conversation in your head without ever learning how to do it differently. Preparation breaks that cycle by replacing anxiety with a clear method. You can find the full framework at Say It Right Every Time. Identify any high-stakes conversation coming in the next 2 weeks using the avoidance map from Step 2 as your starting point. Use a pre-mortem framework as a team. If this conversation goes badly, what went wrong? How do we prevent it? Write a word-for-word opening script for whoever will lead the conversation, not bullet points. Actual sentences. Practice the opening aloud, with a trusted team member playing the role of the other party. Debrief after the conversation, while the detail is still fresh: what worked, what did not, what you would change. Example: a team leader I coached was dreading a conversation with a senior colleague about duplicated responsibilities that were causing daily friction. She wrote her opening: I want to talk about something that I think is creating confusion for both of us, and I would rather address it now than let it get worse. She practiced it once. She said it. The conversation took 12 minutes and resolved something that had been quietly damaging collaboration for 2 months. How to use the conversation pre-mortem to prepare your team for high-stakes synergy moments gives you a complete tool for this kind of preparation. After this step, the team has both the daily habit and the ability to face difficult moments with a real method rather than dread. Adapting the plan for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid teams face a specific challenge: that informal communication that naturally maintains team synergy in a shared office simply does not happen by accident online. Nobody drops by desk. Nobody catches a tone in the corridor. Everything that is not deliberately scheduled tends not to happen at all. Shift the daily check-in to asynchronous first. Ask team members to post the 3 check-in responses in a shared channel before a short, synchronous call. This gives people time to be honest rather than reactive, and it creates a written record that surfaces patterns over time. Make the conversation norms visible in every meeting. Pin them in your video call platform or at the top of your shared documents. Out of sight really does mean out of mind for remote teams, and norms that live only in someone's memory do not govern anyone's behavior. Run the feedback sessions by video, never text. Written feedback strips tone and expression, both of which matter enormously when building trust across a distributed team. A 20-minute video call with faces visible is worth more than a detailed written exchange when it comes to genuine connection. Increase the frequency of brief one-to-ones. In a shared office, the leader naturally sees how each team member is doing. Remotely, that visibility disappears. A 10-minute weekly one-to-one between the plan leader and each team member keeps individual communication development on track. Protect the synchronous time for dialogue, not information. Updates can be asynchronous. Honest conversations about team health cannot. Use your live meeting time for the human connection that no document or chat thread can replace. The core of this team synergy plan does not change for remote teams. Only the tools and delivery adjust. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: starting the plan with the hardest conversations first. Why it happens: enthusiasm and urgency push teams toward the biggest problem immediately. What to do instead? Build the foundation first. Norms, daily practice, and low-stakes feedback create the safety needed for difficult conversations to go well. Skip the foundation and the hard conversations will backfire. The mistake: treating the daily check-in as optional when the team gets busy. Why it happens: the check-in feels like overhead when pressure mounts. What to do instead? Protect it precisely because pressure has mounted. Busier is when communication breaks down. The check-in is most valuable when the team least feels like doing it. The mistake: writing norms without revisiting them. Why it happens: the creation of norms feels like the work. It is only the beginning of the work. What to do instead? Schedule a formal review at day 30 and again at day 60. Ask, which of these are we actually honoring? And adjust accordingly. The mistake: letting one person carry the whole plan. Why it happens: it is easier to delegate the effort to an enthusiastic team member than to distribute ownership. What to do instead? Rotate facilitation, feedback leadership, and check-in hosting so the practice belongs to the whole team, not one individual. The mistake: measuring success by the absence of conflict. Why it happens: conflict feels like failure. It is not. What to do instead? Measure success by whether conflict is being named and addressed early rather than avoided. A team with healthy synergy still disagrees. It just disagrees better. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. We have identified a committed plan leader who will hold us accountable for 60 days. Each team member has named one conversation the team has been avoiding. We have written 4-6 specific conversation norms together and posted them visibly. We have scheduled our daily check-in at a consistent time and protected that slot. We have agreed a rotating facilitation schedule for the daily check-in. We have introduced a weekly structured feedback round with clear format and timing. We have identified our highest impact avoided conversation and scheduled it for week 2. We have a shared written log for tracking what surfaces in check-ins. At least one team member has written and practiced a word-for-word opening script for a difficult conversation. We have scheduled a formal review of our norms and progress at the 30-day mark. We have agreed what success looks like at day 60 and how we will measure it. We have read the pre-mortem framework and know how to use it before a high-stakes conversation. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a complete, structured approach to building a team synergy conversation culture over 60 days. That is something most teams never get, not an aspiration, but a method. Start with shared norms because they create the safety everything else depends on. Map your team's avoidance patterns before you practice. Practice on what actually matters. Build daily check-ins into the routine and protect them fiercely, especially under pressure. Normalize feedback through weekly structured rounds so difficult feedback is never a shock. Prepare word for high-stakes conversations. Preparation is not weakness. It is how confidence is built. Review and adapt at day 30 so the plan stays honest and responsive to the team's real needs. Measure progress by the quality of conversations, not the absence of conflict. The natural next step is to go deeper on the conversations this plan will surface. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy gives you the exact language for those moments. If your team needs help building the environment where honest conversations can happen at all, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is where to go next. And for the full framework behind the 60-day transformation plan, Say It Right Every Time covers the complete system in detail. Building team synergy is not a gift some teams are born with. It is a practice any team can choose to start, one conversation at a time. Frequently asked questions. What is a team synergy plan in the workplace? A team synergy plan is a structured program that builds the daily communication habits and shared norms a team needs to work cohesively. It replaces vague intentions with specific practices, giving people a clear method for honest, respectful collaboration over a defined period. How long does it take to build team synergy through daily practice? Experience consistently points to 60 days as the minimum for meaningful change in team communication culture. Short bursts of effort really stick. A 60-day team synergy plan gives new habits enough time to become automatic, reliable, and genuinely embedded in how the team works. Why does team synergy break down even in high-performing teams? Even strong teams develop communication blind spots over time. Avoidance of difficult conversations, unspoken assumptions, and eroding psychological safety gradually undermine team synergy. Without a structured plan to reset and rebuild these habits, even talented groups can drift into dysfunction and disconnection without realizing it. Can a team synergy plan work for remote or hybrid teams? Yes, a team synergy plan works for remote and hybrid teams when adapted to asynchronous and virtual formats. The core steps remain the same, but the delivery tools shift. Written conversation norms, video check-ins, and shared digital logs replace in-person sessions. Consistency matters more than proximity. What is the biggest mistake teams make when trying to improve synergy? The most common mistake is treating a team synergy plan as a one-off workshop rather than a daily practice. A single session cannot rewire communication habits. Sustainable team synergy requires small, repeated actions over weeks, which is exactly what the 60-day transformation plan is designed to deliver. How does the 60-day transformation plan from Say It Right Every Time apply to team synergy? The 60-day transformation plan, introduced in Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, replaces vague communication goals with structured daily practice. Applied to team synergy, it gives teams a clear program of graduated conversation skills, weekly reflection, and accountability habits built over 2 months. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.